We've been following the debate over paid family leave on the program over the past several months. Last week, the city of San Francisco and the state of New York took steps toward requiring companies to provide more generous paid leave. Advocates hope that will create momentum in other places that are considering similar measures, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Starting in a few years, workers in New York State will be able to take 12 weeks of partially paid family leave to care for a new child or an ailing parent. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the new law on Monday, giving New York the most generous family leave benefits of any state in the country.
We are restoring respect and pride and dignity to the worker with paid family leave, which says no one should choose between seeing their child born and earning a paycheck.
Workers in San Francisco have something to cheer about, too. The city's Board of Supervisors approved a bill guaranteeing most workers 6 weeks of paid leave at their full salaries. The bill was sponsored by Supervisor Scott Weiner.
Particularly for lower-income, working-class families, people do not have the option of not getting paid in order to stay at home and to bond with a new child.
I do believe this will pave the way for other states.
Dina Baxt is the co-founder of A Better Balance, a nonprofit in New York that advocates for family-friendly policies in the workplace.
What we've seen in other fights, like paid sick days and our fights for pregnancy accommodations, it starts local and then it sweeps the nation. I think we're on the paid family leave wave.
There is a law called the Family and Medical Leave Act, better known as FMLA. It requires employers to offer 12 weeks of leave, but it's unpaid. And even that doesn't apply to many part-time workers. A few states are more generous. They'll pay employees roughly half of their salaries for up to 6 weeks. That idea is now being debated in several other places, including Washington, D.C.
This is Eleanor. She's 6.5 months old. We say she's 2'1" and full of opinions.
New parents Rob and Mandy Keithan say paid family leave would have been a big help for them. Their daughter, Eleanor, was born prematurely, 7 weeks early, and neither parent had a job that offers paid family leave to care for her.
So that's 7 additional weeks that we have to deal with and just make that constant evaluation of what's the cost of spending time with our baby.
Basically, the Keithans had to take turns staying home from their jobs to visit Eleanor in the NICU and then take care of her when she came home.
We had to calculate every day, every week, every month, you know, is this something that we could afford to do? It's a terrible thing to have to put a price tag on.
Still, some business leaders worry about how much paid family leave will cost them.
For small businesses, this really is a hardship.
Zach Hutchins is with the Business Council of New York State. He points out that New York just adopted a paid leave period that's twice as long as any other states. The money to pay for it will come mostly from a tax on employees, not employers. Still, Hutchins says there may be hidden costs when the new law takes effect.
There's the very real costs of trying to obtain replacement employees, train those employees, and that's going to fall heaviest on small employers and small businesses.
Hutchins says many employers are already flexible about giving their workers time off when they need it. But family leave advocates say that's rarely the case for low-income workers who need paid leave the most. Ellen Bravo is the director of the nonprofit Family Values at Work. She says there's no other developed country in the world that handles family leave this way.
It is an embarrassment for the United States. Our minimums are, in fact, minimal compared to what people need and what the rest of the world does.
Bravo says the victories for paid family leave are encouraging, but she says there's still a long way to go. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.